Okay. Malcolm, this is Bill Busta, and could you just tell me what your name is?
Malcolm Brown.
And where were you born?
Born in Virginia.
Whereabouts in Virginia?
Charlottesville, up in the mountains. I'm a country boy.
And the university's there as well?
Yeah, the University of Virginia. It's a very historic place, and the place has really grown now. I mean, with the university there, and lots of people, and it's something else. It's very historic.
I just want to sort of get a little bit of a timeline. When did you move to Cleveland?
I moved to Cleveland in 1969. No, earlier than that, I'm sorry. Let's go back. Okay. 63.
Uh-huh.
But I've been here a long time, 30, 40 years now.
And you were how old when you moved here?
In my 30s.
Okay.
In the 30s, yeah.
And so you grew up in Virginia?
Yes.
And let's start with the question I had discussed before. When did you first realize you had artistic ability? Was there a moment you can think of?
Well, early in high school, I did some artwork, and my art teacher realized that I had some artistic ability.
Mm-hmm.
And they always assigned me to do various projects with the paper, school paper, and some other things like that. It came very easy for me, the artistic stuff that I enjoyed doing it, and it was very nice, very good.
And other students recognized this in you as well?
Oh yeah. And throughout my high school career, I always been involved with the school paper and other things, doing other things for different people throughout the school. Murals and so forth and so on.
Was there a point at which you realized that you were an artist and that you had an aspiration that this was going to be your life?
Not until after maybe 12th grade that I sort of realized that I had some art ability. And at that point, I said I would like to major in art, become an artist. But during those days in Virginia, there was not much that, you know, being an artist, you couldn't, there was not much opportunity to do art.
Mm-hmm.
And I said maybe art education would be the right thing to go get into. So I eventually ended up in teaching. And that's really how I got started.
So when you went to college, you knew that you were going to college to study art,
right,
and art education.
Art education. And this sort of gelled into other things like design and drawing and so forth. And I had some two art teachers that were very influential in my art career. And one was from India and another guy was from New Jersey. And I'm a twin. So my brother and myself were art majors.
Were you fraternal twins, or were you identical twins?
Identical twins.
Okay.
So there's another one that looks just like me. during most of my art career at Virginia State College, that's where I went to school, Virginia State College. And played in a band also. I was a music major. Not a music major, but I played in the band.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed doing art. And I had a good teacher from New York who, her name was Helen Hester. She was very influential with my career as far as an art career. And let me see, in the 50s, I was in high school, college in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated and ended up in Cleveland, Ohio. And when I first came to Cleveland, I didn't have a job. So I got a job at American Greetings. And that was where I ran into a lot of artists from different parts of the country. And that's how I got started with meeting Fred Leach. There was another artist that was outstanding, floral painter. I can't think of his name.
Mm-hmm.
But and
why did you come to Cleveland?
Well, I was just looking for a job, looking for employment.
Okay.
And I mentioned, I didn't mention that I worked at the studio for, where was it now? It was TV station. I worked at the TV station for a while. I was there for a while prior to going to American Greetings. And it was at American Greetings where things sort of took off for me.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good artists worked there.
It was sort of a takeoff point for me because there was a lot of artists there. It was Fred Leach, Paul Dennis, and I can't think of the guy's name that was a floral painter. You might know him. Sort of outstanding floral artist.
I'm sure I do, but I don't. The name isn't coming to me either.
Yeah. Just interrupt for a moment. Just a reminder about the table.
Okay.
When you were at, let's see. So, do you feel who or what? Let's go. Start over. Who or what helped you most in your growth as an artist? To develop a style, to become the artist that you feel that you did become. Was it from high school, or was it American Greetings a period of growth?
More so after I got to Cleveland. After I got to Cleveland, this is that where things really developed, and then going to American Greetings and working there. That was excellent experience. It was good experience. And I really enjoyed it. And I met a lot of different artists who worked in various areas of the card organization. And it was there I started to develop painting landscapes and seascapes and so forth. There's where things got going for me. And my main medium was watercolor. And watercolor was very easy for me for some reason. It's a tough medium to work in, but for me it was very easy. And I had a lot of success in that area.
What were you doing at American Greetings?
I was in the card area that, what do you call it? Now it's not, there are several areas of the divisions there, but it was mostly florals, landscapes, and so forth. And I was in that division. They were divided up in the card. I can't think of the name of those divisions, but there were several of them. But I was in And we went through a program also there. We went through a program there, their training program. Prior to after I got there, we went through a training program. And then they put us on the new reproducing cards and so forth.
So they trained. They tried to train you to be the type of artist that they wanted to be.
Yes. In order to get, and you, they wanted to, you to work in their style, and you had to develop what they were saying. And there's their card companies. You know the card companies. There are the various card companies around the country.
Mm-hmm. Hallmark.
Hallmark and so forth, and. American Greens had their style, and they sort of tried to get you to develop and work, and they use their colors and their style, and their look. There's a certain look that they wanted you to produce. But it was very good for me. It's a good experience over the years to develop my interest in that. And all along, while we were doing this, there were art shows, all kinds of events that you could enter to win prizes and so forth. And that was where I got started also, winning prizes and entering shows and so forth.
Did you ever feel that, did you get to a point where you felt that either you didn't want to work in their style, or that you had a type of work you did at home that was different from their style?
Yes, I only was there for 2 years. And but the main thing I wanted to do was to get a job in teaching. So after I stayed there for a while, I stopped working at Burton Greens and start teaching at Patrick Henry Junior High School. And I was there 1 year, and then I got a job at Shaker Heights High School. And from there until 2002, I was there for 30 years.
It's a long career.
Right.
In one school.
Right.
And you... But that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to be a teacher, or did you ever want to be you wanted to be an artist? And did you ever think, well, someday I'd like not to teach and just paint?
Yeah, and I'm glad that I did the art teaching first, so that I have something to fall back on. Because you never know what's going to happen, and I got married, started raising a family, so, you know, I had to keep, you know, bringing food on the table, so I had to work. So, but along with my, I was able to do artwork and work also. So it was sort of a double thing. And then in 1980, we opened the gallery. Well, see, I used to travel to, before I even thought about going to the galleries, we used to go to various shows around the country, Virginia Beach, shows in New York, around the, different shows around the country.
Where you would have a booth, or,
yes,
or shows that
right.
you would, where you would have a booth?
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed doing that. So in 1980, we decided to just settle down a little bit, stop moving around a little bit. When we opened the gallery in 1980, and what we did, we showed a lot of people from the outside of Cleveland, and we met a lady from New York. Her name was June Keller, and she has a gallery in New York, and we got to know her, and through meeting and knowing her, we got to meet a lot of artists like Bearden,
mm-hmm.
Jacob Lawrence, Elizabeth Catlett, and all of those. We were introduced to all those various artists from around the country.
How did you meet June Keller?
crowded with me. Well, after we opened, we sort of made some contact with various people in New York City. And I'm trying to think how we got to meet her.
But it started as a professional relationship.
Yeah, and
where you contacted her about showing some of the artists you presented. Well, June Kelly certainly has been unfortunately, and has been a leading dealer for artists who have been African-American when very few other galleries would work with them.
Right. Yeah, she had a good reputation around with people. She knew a lot of people, and that was where we first met Bearden. I met Bearden, and we got together, and we were at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Virginia there, and that was how we got a hold of him. And from that association, we just things just mushroomed. We met a lot of interesting. We introduced a lot of interesting people around the country.
When did your work change a lot after the gallery? After you, Ernestine, your wife, and you opened the art gallery, when you had a chance to meet people like Romare Bearden?
Not really. Still, I was doing my landscapes, and moving around to various places, I did was influenced by a lot of people, and I liked Bearden's work. Mainly, I was mainly a landscape person, mm-hmm. and it was hard for me to get away from that. But I was sort of abstract. I was not really a tight working artist. I was very free and loose, and that way. And I had a interesting style that I developed. But that particular style sort of followed me until now.
What interested you about landscapes? Why did that?
I think because I'm from the country. From Virginia, from rural areas of the country, and I was looking at, I used to like to do old buildings, shacks, and interesting look at things, and create interesting concepts from looking at certain things.
When you were a child, did you live out on a farm, or did you live in a small
town? No, it was just in Virginia, it was a lot of my cousins and uncles and aunts, and we lived in an area
mm-hmm.
there. And no, we didn't raise any cattle or anything. but we had chickens and pigs. And
but it was a rural area where you
yeah,
you
it's right out outside of Charlottesville, right?
Okay,
right in the rural. Outskirts of Charlottesville.
So do you still feel sort of identified with that type of landscape? I mean, you're not making paintings of Shaker Heights houses.
No. I always wanted to travel, to the last show I had was from the Caribbean, the Caribbean Fantasy. I always wanted to get away and go places, and I'm still want to do it. I still like to get away.
I've noticed that with a lot. If you look at the history of art, certainly that's one of the things artists do. Is they go to some very interesting and beautiful place, and they pretend they're working.
Jamaica, St. Martin was the last place that I visited, And I enjoy doing going there and looking at the places and trying to. And I what I like to do next is go to Provence, go to some other parts of go to Italy. I've never been to Italy. Of course, time is running out for me.
When you were in the Caribbean, were you painting? Did you? Is the subject matter changed? Were you still doing landscapes, or did you go to seascapes as well?
Well, right in St. Martin, Jamaica was mostly city areas with was mostly landscapes. Yeah, but the subject matter was just different. And then Jamaica was similar.
Who are, I guess we talked about what helped you in your growth of your career as an artist. Did you think did your formal art education help you or hurt you in finding your own style and finding what you wanted to do as an artist?
Yeah, even before I started, I used to do a lot of old shacks and houses and buildings, and then when I moved to Ohio, Cleveland, and began to travel back down to Charleston area and Virginia Beach, that area. Did a lot of seascapes, and those going to those areas I think that going to different places, I would stick mostly with the seascapes and the landscapes and so forth.
What did you is it an intuitive approach when you're painting, or do you have some ideas that you some sort of intellectual program that you're trying to accomplish? Are you trying to respond directly to what you're seeing? Where is the artist with in that sort of matrix that involves something that you see, something that's out there, and something that winds up on the piece of paper?
Yeah, my approach is sort of semi-abstract, and I like to work with less is, I believe in less is more. Doing less, and I think about the view as a stage, you know, with frontal and middle view and so forth, and in that manner I am more semi-abstract, very loose, very free and approach to the subject. I'm not much of a detailed person. I like to transpose and give it a different look.
And do you have an idea of what when people look at your work and they tell you how much they like it, which I'm sure it happens?
Right.
What do they say that they like about it? What's the response?
They like the method that I use, the approach to the subject matter, not being totally realistic or so much detail there. I give you a different look.
Different feel.
Your different feel and different look when you look at it. And it has feeling when you see it.
Sort of emotional response. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Peaceful or stormy or little some of both?
Yeah, some of both. It depends on what it is and At one time, I used to do a lot of gray, moody looking. And then I got into more color. I began to use more color. But just now I'm using a lot more color than I did when I was first started up. I don't know what the reason was. But I was more abstract and more patterny at the beginning. And as things developed, it sort of changed.
What are the largest obstacles that you have faced as an artist in the development of your career or in the development of your work?
Well, not a great deal. Well, there was in the South when I was there, there was not much opportunity for artists. And until I got here, things changed a little bit, and I began to. But will you repeat that again? You said.
I said, what were the were there any obstacles that you faced in becoming an artist or in advancing your career as an artist?
Well, not really. I have, over the years, I've sort of been successful with, winning prizes and and people and going to art shows and being selling some things, and it's been good. And meeting the right people and they putting me in contact with the right people to see.
For different people, it's a different thing. Virgie Patton always talks about raising, five, seven, however many children it was, and trying to find just room to make art.
Yeah. I have three kids, and all of them. My daughter is the one that had some art ability, and she went to Ohio State and got her degree in art education. And but she's not working into it now. She had to do something else. She started raising the family.
Your your twin brother is.
He was an art major also, but later in life he decided to go into the military. So he retired as a colonel. So, and he lives in Virginia, where there's a lot of military bases down in that area. Yeah.
And so at some point he stopped making art.
Right, right.
Well, that's a big question. It's always there's always a lot of reasons to stop making art.
Right. Yeah, it's slowed down for me now, with the economy the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I've slowed down. I'm not doing as much as I used to do because of sales are not like it was. And everything is on a decline, so.
What do you feel your most important accomplishment has been as an artist?
Well, able to sell my work, win some prizes, and get some notoriety, and I've experienced some success along with sometimes you don't get any shows, but it's been a lot of fun, and I've met a lot of interesting people over the years. The various artists who've come to the gallery, and it's just been interesting. It's been really interesting ride and so forth.
Well, let's talk specifically about the gallery. Was it you and your wife Ernestine opened the Malcolm Brown Gallery, you said, in 1980. What was the reason that you did that?
Well, we wanted to, we were getting tired of running around.
Okay.
And we decided to, and we met a lot of people, and we said, let's try it out. And we thought we had some things going for us, and so we decided to open it up. And the major thing that we what helped us, I think, meeting the right people at the right time and going a different direction. We didn't have a lot of, we at the beginning we had a lot of artists, local artists,
mm-hmm.
and we sort of abandoned that and went in a different direction. The reason we did that because we met a lot of people who knew some people on the outside, and that sort of got us interested in. And it's been an interesting. Interesting for us for a number of years, even until now. And right now, I'm doing more things on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
You're doing sales on the internet? Do you involve with that?
Right.
Now.
And I need to do more. Uh-huh. But the last sale I made was on the internet.
Okay. when you. Just to finish with a few more things about the gallery. So the original purpose of the gallery was to sell your work.
And then you started
to sell other work as well.
I got to the point where I was doing less, I was suffering a little bit. A little bit. But it's been good because I've met a lot of people, a lot of people. Over the years, a lot of interesting people,
mm-hmm.
a lot of interesting people from various places.
You say that you've been working on selling things through the internet. Are these people who already know your work, or are these people that have first seen it there?
Yeah, and what we've done also over the years, I've enormous collection of art of other people.
I didn't know that.
Okay. But I got a lot of Bearden's, Jacob Lawrence, Cadlitz. A lot of artwork that I've collected, and I have an arsenal of work that I've been holding on to.
Oh, all the artists.
And,
go ahead.
Some things I've bought from other artists, and some things I've gotten from. Mo Brooker shows with us. Mo Brooker, we have some of his things.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have a huge Mo Brooker in my house, large. But over the years, I've accumulated a lot of. Interesting things.
The artists that you mentioned collecting and what you and Ernestine have shown are all African American. What is there about that work that especially attracted you?
Well, it was what we did. There were a lot of artists that were doing very well that we got a hold of, and that we knew that down the road, later on, they would be successful, like Catlett. Catlett had a show at the museum. And Bearden showed at the museum. And we've sort of had shows when the museum was having. They were at the museum. We would have a show at the same time at our gallery, which was good.
And the museum bought that Bearden through the gallery,
Was the gallery involved? They purchased that large Bearden painting or collage?
No.
I thought it was involved somehow.
No. But no, we had several. There have been several attempts, but we haven't done that in anything with the museum.
That's always tough.
Right.
It's always tough.
But they have one of my pieces in that collection.
How did they acquire that piece?
The lady who came to the gallery, in the May show. I've been in two May shows since I've been here. And the second May show, she bought this piece. It was 60, 40 by 60. And she donated to the museum collection. I can't think of her name, but she's a Cleveland.
But now, when you were teaching, and talk about a moment about your teaching career, was there any talent that you, any students of yours that you felt you nurtured and that you're especially proud of?
Yes, there was quite a few. I don't know whether you know any of the teachers at Shaker, Jim Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Shaker had a good program, really great program. A lot of the artists would have the shows that they would have.
Yes.
Pratt Institute and all the schools, the members, what do you call them? I forgot what the name, the schools that they come from. And over the years, I've developed a lot of interesting kids. And a lot of their parents have always come back and buy something, which has been good.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's.
Are there any of the your students that you've kept up with over the years and stayed in contact with?
Yeah, there's one fella, is it Pratt? Not Pratt, but RISD.
Rhode Island School of Design?
Yeah, he teaches there now. And I get letters every once in a while from various students around the country. It's been.
They've kept up as artists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to say about any other direction that anything I should have been asking you or talking to you about your work?
Well, let's see. I think you've covered everything. I think you've covered just about.
Okay. Well, I mean, the question that, you know, that I've been through.
These are the collections.
Yeah, I saw the list of collections that you've been in. You know, there's always that question about what it takes to be and maintain a career as an artist, and I know that there's one joke that people tell that it takes a village to support an artist. And
it's tough business. It's tough business, and it's tough to do. And I'm glad that I sort of was doing something else at the same time. I was doing it. It really helped to not be able to have to be a true artist and, you know, go off and to myself and rely on the art.
A lot of artists I know that they wind up with having one or two people who've collected a lot of their work.
Yeah.
That ever happen with you? There's people who just bought a lot of pieces?
Right, yeah. Right now there's there's several people in various areas that just keeps buying things, keeps us going, which is good. We've developed that over the years. So that's a good thing.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
This is going to be a nice show, and really appreciate you coming down here.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I can if you would
sure,
like.
Sure.
Well, I was actually wondering, looking back on your teaching career, how you handle it if you see a student that clearly has talent. Surely you were probably that student at one point. So how did that influence the way you handle it as a teacher?
Well, if I see someone that's really outstanding, I try to help them and try to encourage them to develop more and get more things done, inner shows and so forth like that. That's the main thing that I do. And there's been a lot of them that have been through Shaker. Shaker High School that have done well.
Can you think of any specific students where they just they weren't confident in their abilities or they were involved in other things that were taken away from that focus on art?
Not really. In most cases, if they're in that program, they're you know, they really are focused on trying to get some things done. There are not too many of them that fall by the wayside.
And one last thing, following up on what Bill said about it takes a village to raise an artist. Do you see internet sales as a way to get around a kind of weak economy here in Cleveland?
Yeah, that seems, you know, when things are not going well and they can't reach you, you know, they all call and say, let me see what you got on the internet. I think it's the new wave that's gonna start developing the internet, because it's fast, it's quick, and once we have a show, they can see everything you got, especially if it's some good things.
Do you then have to keep up a
website?
Yeah. Do you do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not producing that much, and Cleveland is not a area that moves. New York. June Keller in New York has she does something every month, several times, and you wouldn't believe how much work. More things are going on there than in here.
Yes,
we're sort of laid back. It's not as active.
That's true. New York City markets to the world.
Right.
We market to Northeast Ohio. Right.
So
it's a smaller market.
Right. Yeah. So that helps them, and it takes some money. It takes cash. It's expensive. Really expensive.
And maybe one more, and then
okay.
Like get out of here. Do you find landscapes in and around Cleveland that kind of appeal to your rural background and your desire to find places to get away to?
You know, here most of seascapes, and I haven't been able to find that much. I go travel, like Nags Head, Virginia Beach, North Carolina, various other places, Maine. get away and people like to look, when they look at things, they like to say, oh, this is from a certain place, a certain area. They buy places. That's what happens.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
May I keep the copy of the resume?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because we'll be able to put this with the file for the show.
Okay.
And we'll, because we're collecting those too. This was very useful. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I didn't know what was going to be another. Had trouble finding direction in here. Got lost in the. It said G28.
I did too. I got lost as well. It's a pretty confusing campus. So especially right now.
Mm. We have a lot of things.
The art world right now is kind of quiet. Everything is quiet.
Everything's going to be quiet for a while.
Because election is over.
Well, wait until people see what's going to happen next. We're all anxious about that a little bit.
My daughter lives in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Near where he, Obama from.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know some of the people who, Obama's associates came to the gallery for the Catholic show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Take care.
Yes. Okay, great.
Thank you.
All of these interviews are so interesting. It's really nice to be able to sit over here for once and just kind of listen.
Well, I didn't feel I was getting much out of Malcolm, and I just didn't know that I...
Well, you know, sometimes you can ask a 2-second question and get a 30-minute response, but you can't always get that, so...
His memory, obviously, is failing him, and we sort of talked about that a little bit, so...
Where did it go?
We'll see where we go next.
Okay.
It would be, if it went well, we would have an hour.
Well, how are you holding up?
Well, I'm okay.